And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, June the 25th, 2009. It's the birthday of a man who directed his own play on Broadway when he was 99 years old. The play was Damn Yankees. It was written and directed by George Abbott, born in Forestville, New York, 1887. George Abbott, who said, "I was not a successful playwright until I took parasitical advantage of other people's ideas." It's the birthday of the man who gave us the Very Hungry Caterpillar, author, illustrator Eric Carle, born Syracuse, New York, 1929. The book came out in 1969. It sold almost 30 million copies. It's the birthday of the man who wrote Life of Pi, a big bestseller about a boy and a tiger in a lifeboat. Jan Martel, born on this day in Salamanca, Spain, 1963. His father was a Canadian diplomat. He grew up in Alaska, British Columbia, Costa Rica, France, Ontario, and Mexico. His first novel, entitled Self, was about a man who turns into a woman on his 18th birthday, won some awards, did not sell very well. He was discouraged, and one day, sitting in a little village in rural India, he remembered a book review he'd read years before, a review of a book by a Brazilian writer about a German Jewish family who owned a zoo, tried to escape to Brazil. The ship ended up sinking, and one family member was left alone in a lifeboat with a black panther. Martel loved that premise, so he wrote a story about an Indian teenager named Pai Patel, a Hindu, Muslim, and Christian, son of a zookeeper. Family leaves India for Canada. They're shipwrecked. Pai ends up in a lifeboat with a few animals and eventually only a tiger named Richard Parker. Jan Martel said, "The idea of a religious boy in a lifeboat with a wild animal struck me as a perfect metaphor for the human condition." Came out in 2001, became a bestseller, and won the Booker Prize. And it's the birthday of the novelist and essayist George Orwell, born Eric Arthur Blair in Bengal, India, 1903. Grew up in England in a family that acted as if it were from the upper class but didn't really have much money. Joined the British Imperial Police in Burma, which he hated, and set out to write a book about the poor and the oppressed. He wrote Down and Out in Paris and London. Covered the Spanish Civil War after that. And there, seeing a boy leading a horse down the road, he got the idea for his novel Animal Farm, a satire of the Bolshevik Revolution. Over the next few years, suffering from tuberculosis, he wrote 1984, died a few months after it was published. George Orwell, who said language ought to be the joint creation of poets and manual workers. Here's a poem for today by Fred Anderle, The Book. Did I meet you in that little shop where the book of love is kept behind the counter? Impossible, except our names are there, in golden script upon the luminary page. Who would have thought the string bean boy, the girl who squats and hops like garden toads, would find each other in the deep immensity? But there you are, my fingers trace your name. I see mine linked with yours by radiant hearts, the shop's proprietor, his quiet smile, before the book is closed, takes up the feather pen, turns the page, and writes our names again. The Book by Fred Anderle, from Love Life, published by XOXOX Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.